The time check on Radio Wa. It's 2 p.m.
Because news is not gossip, we are positive.
I message Aida solemnly affirm that I will be faithful and clear on true allegiance to the public of Uganda, and they will preserve, protect, and defend the constitution. So help you, God.
I'm Malingu Patrika Bosco, so is the name of the Matter of God. Solemnly affirm that I will give faithful service to this council and support and uphold the constitution of the Republic of Uganda as by the law established. So help me God.
You see, sometimes I'm polite because I really don't want to create political problems for people who belong to the same party as myself. So that's why I don't talk so much. But this must stop. I shouldn't speak about this for 2 weeks, begging, writing, lobbying. I'm now a lobbyist. I will no longer lobby. I will use my authority to say no. Finished. And when I say no, it will be no. You better know that.
It's 89.8 FM News Time.
A very good afternoon, our dear listener, and thanks for tuning in to 89.8 Radio English News. And first, a look at the top stories. UPDF soldier arrested in Oyam over possession of ivory. And then COVID-19 takes big toll on least developed countries' economies. Meanwhile, UN fears repeat of 1984 Ethiopian famine. This and so many more. My name is Imaj Letachen, and now the news in detail. A UPDF soldier identified as Jimmy Obong has been arrested by police in Oyam after he was found in possession of ivory. Obong, who is attached to 409 Brigade in Arua district, was arrested on Thursday following a tip-off by concerned residents. He was riding a motorcycle, registration number UFE780M, with the ivory tied in a mattress. Yesterday, joint security operation by the Uganda Wildlife Authority, Uganda Police and the Army in Achimi Parish, Miene Sub-County, Oyam district, recovered a gun which they believe the suspect was using. Patrick Jimmy Okema, the North Kyoga police spokesperson, confirmed the arrest of the UPDF soldier, saying police has opened a file of illegal possession of ivory and exhibited the motorcycle and ivory they recovered. He said he has been handed over to the 4th Division Gulu for further interrogation about the gun, waiting to be arraigned before Buganda Road Court over the issue of ivory. The case of illegal possession of ivory has been registered at Kamdini Police Station. Meanwhile, security agencies in Otuhe District have resolved to beef up a foot patrol in the town council to address the recent insecurity that has cropped up in the area. Christopher Mara, the resident district commissioner, said the resolution came from yesterday's meeting that was convened following repeated breaking of shops and night robberies, especially in the trading centers.
District Security Committee meeting yesterday, we are trying to deal with this kind of burglary in the trading centers and urban centers. There are some gangs that seems to be coming up because people are complaining that their shops are being broken into. We haven't got yet exactly who are doing it.
He said a team of joint military and police forces have been lined up to conduct both foot and motorized patrols in liaison with the local vigilance to ensure they address the security concerns within the area.
We agreed that the joint security forces of the police, of the security agencies, the intelligence, and the local vigilantes, that we mount daily and routine patrol, both motorized and foot patrol, to ensure that we take care of this situation. There were about 2-3 complaints that these people have been disturbing in the night. Recently, 2 days ago, actually for the last 3 days, they have been disturbing people. That kind of stealing we don't want to re-encourage here. We want to put to a halt.
Omara is, however, concerned with the increase in numbers of youth involved in drug abuse, something he blames on the increase in crime rate in the area. You're still tuned to the news on 89.8 Radio 1.
War Business Today.
Brought to you by Guru Nanak Oil Mills Company Limited, manufacturers of Shea Butter Master Wash Laundry Bar Soap.
The least developed countries have so far been spared from the worst effects of health emergency, yet the fallout from the COVID-19 pandemic has taken its toll on their economies. The pandemic continues to roll back some of the progress made towards sustainable development and possibly leading to long-term damage. A report by United Nations Conference on Trade and Development says not only has the crisis laid bare structural weaknesses of the LDCs, but also the deep-seated flaws of the international support measures at their disposal. It has also brought back to the fore the pivotal role of productive capacities for sustainable, inclusive and resilient recovery. The Secretary General of United Nations Conference on Trade and Development, Mukhisa Kituyi, says the least developed countries have deployed their limited means to counter the COVID-19 recession, but they find themselves the most vulnerable to the impact of the pandemic.
Health News.
While up to 95% of pregnant women in Uganda attend at least one antenatal care visit and only 41% take anti-malaria treatment as prevention of infection, which can be fatal to both an expectant mother and their baby. Dr. Fatuma Namusoke, a specialist and gynecologist, a principal investigator in a new study by researchers at Makerere University, says majority of women revealed missing the three recommended doses of Fansida, even though the guidelines stipulated that the health workers give the drug and drinking water to the mother from the health facility in order to guarantee compliance. She said that the study, which aimed to understand, among others, compliance to the treatment in addition to the development of immunity and a drug resistance, involved both health workers and women who had just gone through pregnancy.
The recommendation is we give it in a hospital, we provide the Fansida and the water, and the mothers are supposed to come ready to take so that we ensure that they are compliant to it. But the mother said in that many times they have nothing to eat before they take their medicine. So in that case, they would prefer to find all means of dodging taking the medicine before. Maybe we can propose an intervention of we give them something to eat, and then we come to, they'll take, be able to take the medication.
According to World Health Organization figures, 5% of malaria cases recorded globally come from Uganda, and the disease remains a major presentation in the outpatient department of hospitals generally.
International news.
The United Nations is warning of a repeat of Ethiopia's devastating 1984 famine and is calling for an immediate ceasefire in the northern region of Tigray. Mark Lokoch, the World Body Humanitarian Chief, is worried that hundreds of thousands of people were already experiencing famine conditions in Tigray after months of conflict. Lokoch called on the men with guns and their political masters to allow full access for aid workers, and he said more money was urgently needed to support a massive expansion of humanitarian assistance. But the Ethiopian government has brushed aside talk of a ceasefire.
War Sports on 89.8 FM for updates on the latest sports news, local, national, and international news.
The Federation of Uganda Football Associations, FUFA, has directed all clubs to suspend fans from accessing stadia until further notice. FUFA Deputy Chief Executive Officer Nicholas Kiza gave the directive following an upsurge in the number of COVID-19 cases in Uganda. FUFA had earlier allowed up to 200 fans to watch FUFA organized by and authorized competitions with strong adherence to standard operating procedures, which situation is no longer attainable. The ban comes at a time when there are three competitions, including the Star Times Uganda Premier League, Stanbic Uganda Cup, and FUFA Big League. In 2020, the Star Times Uganda Premier League season ended prematurely, with Vipers SC becoming champion after the outbreak of COVID-19. In March, FUFA banned KCCA FC, Busoga FC, Chetume FC, and Onduparaka FC for violating Article 10 of the FUFA COVID-19 regulations after they allowed their fans to access stadia without wearing masks.
Wa Ecclesia Church News.
Pope Francis has said environmental degradation is a clear outcome of economic dysfunction. In his message to mark the launch of the UN Decade on Ecosystem Restoration yesterday, the Pope underlined the importance of protecting the environment and reforming the global economy. He said the current environmental situation calls us to act now with urgency to become ever more responsible stewards of creation and to restore the nature that we have been damaging and exploiting for too long. The Pope says otherwise we risk destroying the very basis on which we depend, arguing that we risk floods and hunger and severe consequences for ourselves and the future generations. Today is World Environment Day, and as we have come to the end of our news, let's have a recap of the stories that made headlines. UPDF soldier arrested in Oyam over possession of ivory. And then COVID-19 takes big toll on least developed countries' economies. Meanwhile, UN fears repeat of 1984 Ethiopian famine. That has been our news for you this afternoon. Remember that you can now follow us from any part of the globe using your mobile devices and computers on www.radioa.org. Stay tuned for more programming coming your way. Youth Magazine is still on with Belmos. My name is Imagine Letterchen, and have a very good afternoon.